We'll read the nusach of the Shela. Mi ten roshi mayim ve'eni mekordim al chale basami shenergu nitpachu nisrfu al kiddushmo hagadol aydei rishoy ba'gerbani uvizokri es hayom hashochar, black day, which was the 8th day of Cheshvan, Tavshin Beis, 1942, where they liquidated the Kovno ghetto. Oz b'yom ahu yotza atza be'adatsim ha'arurim shal kol yoshvei ha'ghetto b'lishum yotza be'aklal mutu l'siyase be'bigrish ha'demokrati shebesoch ha'ghetto. Everybody had to gather in this what's it called, the place that was called the, it was an open what was it called, like not a field, it was a town square, like called Democratic Square. Shebesoch ha'ghetto l'shem skirai, and the Germans were going to inspect each person. Anybody who remained in the house and would be caught would be killed on the spot. There was a panic in the entire ghetto. Everybody knew that this is it. This is, they knew already from experience from other places that this was a sign that the Nazis were ready to liquidate the ghetto. The kulam yavru tachashemet habikoresh shomata achovim bazam shel arotzim sheyechretzu as mishpatim l'chayim l'mavas. They knew that whoever was going to survive would be picked for work, and most of the people were going to be shot or sent to concentration camps. Botei hagetto isroktu miyoshvehem horim hovilu es yaldei laktanim ubanim tomchu v'sadim shavoseh maskeidim shehocho misharosam choli v'tshushei koach nisu al yedei b'nei mishpachtam. And parents brought their children, and the children helped their older parents to walk and to make sure they were able to get there. Sick people were carried by the family. Again, because if anybody was left in the houses, the Nazis went from house to house and shot whoever was there. Kulam holchu holoki elechu bochol migrash azvals. Kolos abchia v'atchadia v'aniya boku es ha'avir. Tradus lo uchal es kolos hashever hayogon vanocha shenishmu mikol tzad lo yodanu ma besofeinu aval achas yodanu nigzarnu viyavadu. Nobody knew what was going to be, but they knew pretty much what was in store for them. It was a snowy, rainy day, right, as if the malachim were also crying and in a panic. Kekakrekocha hisasmal amigrus hazeh kol yoshvei ha'ghetto shemadu oz kishloshim elefish. 30,000 people gathered together in that square. Shechiku lahofaso shel echon mi'avaratzkin ha'germanim, waiting for the German officer to appear. Shoy yadu ala shimse b'shem rach roka hu haya ha-selector mitav ha-gestapo. He was the one who was going to make the selections from the Gestapo. V'yado nitin agoro, he had the power. She call Yehudi agetu kechomer biariyotzer b'soso mechaya b'soso b'mavis. He had the power to decide who lives and who dies. V'oz b'maymet zed niga sheleira b'liomi v'arish Hashem yukamdomo, who obviously was eventually killed on Kiddush Hashem. Echad me'aplitim shenimutu mivarisha lalita. He ran from Poland when the Nazis occupied Poland to Lita, b'chopso miflet l'nafsho, looking for safety, avol nofo ben apach al apach ha'ashori gam l'lita higia yodam ha'tmeh shal ha'nazim sh'omer l'chalos is Yisrael. Yet then the Germans conquered Lithuania, and Mamela, the same Jews that were in danger in Poland, became again in danger in Lithuania. Ubikivit shehetiv hikir is darkum shal rishoyim halalu hu yada shechele gadol by an itzovim al amigra shazeh yispe velo yiske liros is ora chayim alei abdomos ki mocher lemoyin hazeh yutzu alofim lahorig. He knew from experience what had happened in Poland that many of the people who were standing there now would never see the light of day because they were going to be taken immediately and shot. Hu shal osi mahu nusach habrocha shal mekad sheshmo yisparach mut levorech. So what was his shaila? He said to me, what's the bracha you make al kiddush Hashem? Person dies al kiddush Hashem, you think a bracha, you kind of mitzvah. There's a bracha al kiddush Hashem, we'll see. So what's the nusach of the bracha? Ha'im aleim levorech asher kiddushan v'sof sivonu al kiddush Hashem, or aleim levorech asher kiddushan v'sof sivonu lekaddish es Hashem, is the nusach al kiddush Hashem, like some brachas, al bir chavit, or is the bracha lekaddish es Hashem, like the bracha is by other things, where you say it with a lihadiach tefillin. V'hu amar li, ki hu rotzel adas bi'atzmo eich levorech. He wants to know what the nusach is. If chas v'sholem yagia lidekach, if it'll come to the fact that he knows that he's imminently going to be killed like in a Hashem, he wants to at least end his life with the right bracha. Mulvad zos who wrote to the kaiy mitzvah ulay ha'achrona bimechayef. He wants to fulfill perhaps the last mitzvah of his life. V'hi la'avor beira pekudim l'mavis l'nabdim kedas malasos. He wants to teach other people the nusach of this bracha, right? So he can have that schus also, that before he was killed, at least he taught other people the proper bracha to make. I'll give it to Hashem. Im tagia shaitim achron l'zakosim shivarch v'sabrocha k'ti adin. So he brings here that in the Sefer Yosef Omitz, he said that, which was written taka in the Middle Ages in Germany. So there, unfortunately, also was a lot of instances of Kiddush Hashem, right, because of the Crusades. So he brings down that the Nusach that was the Nahug in Frankfurt to say Al Kiddush Hashem, that again, during the Crusades, this was repeated over and over and over again, was the following bracha, a nice long bracha. Baruch atah Hashem Elokeinu Melech Olam Asher Kiddushanu V'Sosav V'Tzivanu Lehov Shem Hanichmad V'Hanora Hahoya Hahove V'Hasid Lios V'Chol Levaveinu V'Chol Nafsheinu U'Lekadesh Shmo B'Rabim Baruch atah Hashem Mekadesh Shimcha B'Rabim. And then to say Shema Yisrael, and then what's it called? Obviously you don't have to say Duru Hefzik Hefzik or something like that. And then what's it called? To wait. Hopefully that, you know, the bracha won't be a bracha vatoli if at the end the person's not killed, right? Because at the time it appeared like that was going to be. The shalom, however, brings a short nusach, right? Nobody really is going to be in frame of mind say this long nusach habracha. Shalom brings that the bracha is a short nusach. Baruch atah Hashem Elokeinu Melech Olam Asher Kiddushanu V'Sosav V'Tzivanu Lekaddish Shmo B'Rabim. And that is the midding. The halacha wise is if a person is ever chas v'shalom in such a matzah, then I think you say chas v'shalom on that, because even Rabbi Akiva said he waited, you know, for the day that he would be able to be makayim the ohavtas Hashem Elokecha. He didn't mean he was looking forward to being killed like Kiddush Hashem. He meant that if it ever would come, that would be makayim that when he said it his whole life, he really meant it. But not that he was looking forward to being killed Al Kiddush Hashem. There's no such Indian. There's a bigger Indian to live Al Kiddush Hashem than to die Al Kiddush Hashem. So if a person has to be killed Al Kiddush Hashem, it's not a Chas V'Shalom, because it's better to continue living Al Kiddush Hashem. But if Chas V'Shalom, a person ever comes to such a matzav and he has to make a bracha, that's the nusach bracha, and in addition to obviously to saying Shema Yisrael, which a person says not only Al Kiddush Hashem, but it's not before a person dies, it's halachas too, how to die. Right? In fact, the Chafetz Chaim says that if people would be careful knowing how to live, they wouldn't be afraid how to die. But they're halachas, how to die too. Not only how to live, it's also part of life. And I think we mentioned in the past that it used to be that that was all part of living. And children and grandchildren, you know, knew that eventually they would be there when their parents were nifter, their grandparents were nifter. They usually died in the house, and it was part of the cycle of life. That's part of life, passing on from this world to the next world. We live in a world where that became sterile. People don't rarely see anybody die. They're immediately taken to the hospital, and even in the hospital you don't see them die. They're taken to an emergency room or ICU, intensive care, and nobody is there b'shas misa. So we're not the custom of being used to seeing this part of life, and therefore people are all afraid, and we don't want to give children nightmares, and they shouldn't even go to cemeteries or to levayas. Very much not for that. if a child can handle it, the child should go to a levaya, to a cemetery, and know that that's part of what life is all about. If you can't handle it, it's a different story. Most children could. Okay, depends on what age. Yeah.
If somebody did make this bracha and everything,
and then he didn't get killed.
Yeah.
It wasn't a bracha levatola. Because it's similar to a situation like this. What happens if you washed, thinking you're going to eat bread, and then what's it called? You change your mind, you decide you don't want to eat bread. Or you found out there is no bread. So most poskim hold what you made a bracha al tilas shadayim is not a bracha levatala. Because at the time you wanted to eat bread. You thought you were going to eat bread. And the halacha is you have to wash your hands and make a bracha. So you did the right thing. Now that it came out that they didn't eat the bread in the end, doesn't mean that at the time that you thought there was any bread, that was okay. So that was, it's unlike where you made a bracha and you thought you had food and there was no food. Okay, because there the bracha wasn't chal on anything. You made a mistake. There was no food. You thought you're making a bracha on food and there wasn't anything there. But here you did make a bracha on washing and you had to wash because you were gonna eat bread. So the washing didn't become bottled because you didn't eat bread. Just now, comes out that if you had known that to begin with, you wouldn't have done it. But you did it. You washed. You made a bracha. The washing. It's not a bracha levatol, according to many poskim. Same thing over here. At the time, you thought you were. You didn't have to go. Push the person and say, "Well, please kill me because I made a bracha. It shouldn't be a bracha levatol." Right? If you can run away, you can run away too. But at the moment that you made that bracha, it seemed like it was imminent that the bracha was in place, not a bracha levatala.
Why don't we have a bracha for every we make a kiddush Hashem?
For any situation you make a kiddush Hashem, because how do you know for sure it's a kiddush? Here it's a chiyuv. There you're doing something that could make a kiddush Hashem, but it's not a matzav of chiyuv. Like over here, we have to give your life. That's a chiyuv of kiddush Hashem, to be sasei. The other things are not things that you may be making a kiddush Hashem, but you can't say at that moment there's a chiyuv on you to do what you're doing. Similar to the bracha we make every morning, right? There's a machlokas what bracha you make, mekadosh b'mcha barabim or mekadosh b'mo barabim.
What's the significance of it?
What's the significance of it?
Saying it every day.
Because we don't say the same bracha. That there we're making a bracha on the Rebbeinu being Mekadesh Shimcha Barabim. Not we are the Mekadesh. Here it's Lekadesh Shimcha Barabim. I am being Mekadesh Shem Shemayim. So I'm making a bracha on the Maisa HaMitzvah of Kiddush Hashem. The bracha we make every day is Ato Atcha Noldivra Matam Shimcha Olam. I'm talking about the Rebbeinu Shalom. And the Rebbeinu Shalom is Mekadesh Shimcha Barabim. The Rebbeinu Shalom is Mekadesh his name Barabim. Right? But here we're making the bracha that I have a chiyuv to mekadesh shem shemayim. Not that the Rebbeinu Shel Olam mekadesh shmo.
Someone doesn't make that bracha before he's killed. Does he get less schar?
It depends. If he was, had his wits with him, and he knew he had to make the bracha, and he decided, I have better things to do now to make this bracha, then he's going to get less schar. But if he did make the bracha because he's an honest, and at the moment he just was thinking about other things or whatever, or he didn't do it because he didn't know it, right? So he's an others. So you're not going to get less schar. You'll get schar for saying a bracha. You won't get the schar for saying the bracha, right? But if the person, let's say, wanted to say the bracha, but he didn't know what to say, so it's not that he'll get schar as if he said the bracha. But if he, what's it called, knew he had to say a bracha, and he decided that I'm not going to do that now, I have something else to do or whatever, then sure, so it depends on the situation. Okay.
Would it be better
than
maybe to make something like that? If you remember the proper bracha, they say,
probably, yeah, but we're not learning the halachas of the I'll tip the pelvis or whatever. I just want to say what in general, but start asking what you should do in such a case. And I know it tells before they were killed. Right? They were killed, the men were killed on Chaf Tammuz, and the women sometime in Elul. So, except for the ones who survived and escaped. when they knew that the Germans had gotten into Lithuania, that they started occupying Lithuania, and they knew already from Poland what pretty much was going to be, and they had no way of escaping. So they started learning in the yeshiva, in the city, the halachas of Kiddush Hashem. Well, halach lemaisa. That was the time. That was the halachas to learn it. So some of they asked these questions or whatever, and again, it's hard to imagine, you know, people to be able to, with such presence of mind, you know, not just learn, you know, halachas of Purim are coming up here, halachas of Kiddush Hashem are coming up, and they were hoping that if you learn these halachas, it says anybody who is willing to be moser nefesh, what's it called, not amenas to be saved, but even if they're going to kill, they know that they're ready to do it, then nisim happen for them and they're saved. So hopefully, I'm sure they were learning that with that in mind. But they also knew that it's possible that it's not going to happen, they're not going to be saved, and they were learning halacha l'maisa. But here we're just learning for l'hadgul Torah l'adira.
About Svi's question, that if someone did not make a bracha,
yeah,
wouldn't it be the same as any mitzvah that a person does a mitzvah, didn't make a bracha? It's still he's behind the mitzvah.
Yeah, he just wanted to know if he gets right, but is he going to get less schar? We didn't say he's not behind the mitzvah, that's for sure. Question is, are you going to get less schar because you didn't make the bracha? That I told him, it depends. Right? If you wanted to make the bracha, you didn't know, you didn't have time, then you'll get those schars if you made the bracha. If you ignored it, you didn't have any idea of the chlal, then you won't get the schar for the bracha.
I'm just clarifying, the Rebbe was talking about the schar of the bracha, not the schar of the kiddush.
Right, the mitzvah itself, right. The mitzvah itself is going to do it. Okay. Okay, here's another shayla. Shayla's like this. Let's give you a little bit of the background. B'yom mar v'nimer evra v'zam mishlachas malachim rayim shal hatzor agermani yimach shemo Aluhu Yom Yud Gimel Lachodesh Bar Cheshvan Shoflas Tavshin Beis, the 13th of Cheshvan. Beis Havoras Hapula Hagdola Akcia Balaz Shal Havolas Gemala Bi Aseres Alofim Ish Ketzon Tivcha Leshchita Uvehem Nar Vizokim Tap Vedoshim Olav Yokim. This is a few days later, when they took out 10,000 of those 30,000 to be killed. The kulam hushbu neger b'chomi d'misos mishulos v'acher she'unu inu yeguf yisurei nefesh al yedei rabbi atabachim ha'achzorim shelo yodu rachim v'chol zos lo hirva adayin tzmoam shel arotzim ha'shvelim l'dam nikiyim v'chof mipesha dam achenu v'achiyoseinu v'akdoshim shenimtsu b'yodam lasos b'hem ketom b'ineyim v'od yodam shel arotzim ha'yso netuya v'chamosim lo shachacha el arotzim lasos kloya Ab im Sheris Yaakov Lachida Bigoy Kadesh Lo Yizokr Shem Yisraelo. So the Shalti Oz Mizvanahu, after this Aktsia, where 10,000 Jews were killed, and there were survivors. So one of the survivors came to me, right? Ha'imu Telus Aleim Achova Levarim Birchas Agobel Alachasodim Atrov Shigobel Also Kel. Does he have to bench Gobel? You saved from a situation where other people were killed. Apiteva, he should have been killed too, and somehow he survived. Right? Did he have to bench Gomel to thank the Rebbe? Shall be pulus hashmadazu, or be kivin shadai lechofa balei masakana. But still, they were still together, and there could be other axes. It wasn't they were, you know, now free, and that was it. Right. The ghetto was surrounded with electrified barbed wire, and they couldn't escape. And they were still under the hands of the Germans, that any moment could do something more. So should they bench Gomel for what they happened, or no? Since they're not out of the Tzara, they shouldn't bench Gomel yet. That was a shayla, and the Maisha, he says the halacha is very clear, and that is that you don't bench Gomel till you're out of the tzara completely. Okay, for instance, a person's making a trip, okay, and he's going to take a boat trip, and they have stopovers, but the main thing, the days when they went by boat, I don't know, to somewhere, so they that what's it called, your main thing is to get to from Israel to America, but there's stops along the way, so you don't bench Gomel every time you stop, because you're still part of that one long trip. When do you bench Gomel? When you finish the trip, then you bench Gomel. So what's it called, so therefore the same thing over here. You don't bench Gomel when you're partially out of danger, only when you're completely out of danger. So until, I guess, the war was over, until somebody escaped and went to a place where the danger didn't exist anymore, he, what's it called, didn't bench Gomel. Even though along the way, Avadi, you say, I tell people all the time, if there's no halacha to bench Gomel, at least have extra kavana when you say Moldim in Shemot Esrei. Right? Or in the morning when you say Gomel Chasod Mitrovim Lamo Yisrael, have extra kavana. Doesn't mean you're not chayiv to thank the Rebbe Shlomo. It just means that the brach of Hagomel isn't chal on you.
Is that why there's still a din of halal on Purim, or in the Megillah in the place of halal, even though that even after the nace we're still in under Achashverus?
That's why there is.
Why we need the Megillah to replace halal?
Why there's no halal, you mean?
Well, no, there is a din halal. Just Megillah takes the place. But why?
That's a machlokus whether there's a din halal or not. Some say that because Adayna we're under Achashverus, there's no din of halal at all. It's not that the Megillah. That's two different answers. One answer the Gemara has: why don't you say halal on Purim? The Gemara says one answer is because by Pesach the kara avdei the paro v'hashta avdei nachanish baruch hu. So you say halal. You're out of the tzara completely. By Purim, you don't say halal on something when it was not a complete geula. We just were saved from death, but we weren't saved from the malchus of Achashverosh. Then another teretz of the Gemara is that the Megillah kriyasa hi ilula. It's a different teretz. That in fact, according to the first teretz, there is no halal even if you don't have a Megillah. According to the second teretz, if you don't have Megillah, it could be there's an Indian of halal. Or maybe not, since there was Sakin Megillah Kenegan Hallel, there never was Sakin Hallel, even according to that Terence is not. But it's not the same Terence, two different Terutzen. But according to the one, that the reason you don't say Hallel is because there's no place for Hallel, because you're still under Achashverosh. Yeah, that's similar to this idea. According to the other Terence, really there should be Hallel. Because Lamai said that Tzara was over, there was no other Tzara being under the Stab in Gaulis. We say Gomel in Gaulis. Right, because two different sorrows completely. Person's sick. They survive an operation, but they're still deathly ill. They haven't recuperated from that. You don't spend Gomel till you recuperate, and at least from that illness, you're finished. Right, and you're at least able to function again. That's why there's a sheet, at least, that you don't bench Gomel if you make a trip for less than 30 days. Till you come back, because all one trip, right? If you stay in place 30 days, so your one trip is getting there, and the next trip is coming back. But if you're less than a place, less than 30 days, then it's a round trip, right? So you don't bench Gomel till you come back. Recently, I heard that in the name of Eliyashim, but I can't find that anywhere written. I saw one place it says if the trip is for less than 2 or 3 days, then you only make it on the way back. But anything more than 2 or 3 days, you make it both ways. You finish your trip, and now you can make a return trip. But I know for sure that years ago, somebody told me that in the name of Eliyashiv, that from Eliyashiv holds somebody in Chashiv, that if the trip is less than 30 days, you don't make bench Gomel only on the return. That's what I do, Lamaisa. But after looking into it, I can't find anywhere that anybody quotes from Eliyashiv saying that. So I got to remember who told me that. I think it was Rabbi Morgenstern. Find out from him again if that's Taka what Rabbi Yashiv holds.
Ask
Rabbi Yashiv, but it's very hard to get to Rabbi Yashiv, and he has other things to do than answer my shilas. If I can save him from the bother by asking somebody else, I'd rather do that.